Everyone, welcome to our January 2nd, 2018 Village Board meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everyone. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart is excused. Trustee Green.
Here.
Well, present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented this evening?
Move to adopt.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Brief announcement, we had a closed session at 6 o'clock, and there was no action taken during that, so we have nothing to report. Another announcement. We are happy to announce that we have candidates for this coming year's election, this April's election for Village Trustee. We have three positions open for three-year terms. And Penny Dart, Rob Atwood, and Lynn Green have submitted their required paperwork to continue their service to the village. We thank them for that. And we have one two-year term that was vacated on the death of Ray Kopisch. And we have three candidates for that term, Daniel Fox, Al Martins, and Christopher Sampson. We thank the three of them for offering to serve our village. Friday, January 12th, 2018, from 7 to 10 p.m., there is Frenzy on the Fox. Frenzy on the Fox is an event put on by Green Bay Parks, Alloway, Brown County Parks, and it's the second annual Frenzy on the Fox event. It's an exciting opportunity to celebrate and enjoy the plowed Fox River Trail. There is a run, walk, and or a bike. There's information on our website, but it should be a nice time to get out, have some fun. We encourage you to join us. Thank you. We have a public hearing at our next village board meeting. Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held before the Alloway Village Board Tuesday, January 16th at 6:30 at Village Hall. There are three issues on the agenda. Article 3, District Regulations of Chapter 475. Article 7, Conditional Uses of Chapter 475. And Chapter 248, Historic Preservation of the Municipal Code of the Village of Alloway. Anyone who is interested in appearing before the board is welcome to do so at that time. Are there any other announcements from our staff? From board members, any announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to agenda item number 4. Is there anyone in the audience who is interested in speaking on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Things that are on the agenda are saved for that point in time of our meeting and may or may not be heard depending on how the board votes at that point in time. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Mr. O'Rourke, Happy New Year.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Alloway Bike Pit Committee. A couple things. At the next board meeting, there will be what I understand to be emergency cleanup changes to the ordinances with regards to the historic preservation ordinance. As it stands right now, it's unlawful to improve your home, the exterior of your home, if you're in a recognized historic district. I'd like to see how we got to that point. I objected to it when that ordinance was being discussed and passed. I was ignored on that, and I'd like at least it to be in the record of how we got to that point on why all of the homes in a federal or a state historic district currently have to receive what's called a certificate of appropriateness if they need to do duct pointing on their chimney, replace a gutter, fix windows, that type of thing. So I would like to see at least a list of all of the changes that have been made to the ordinances so you can see how we got there. It's an emergency cleanup. It's not going to solve the problems. It's not going to resolve the problem that Sunset Park lacks historical integrity, and the State Historic Preservation Officer messed with the federal guidelines on designating that a possible historic district. So there's a lot there, and this emergency cleanup of that ordinance is important. I think that it should have been done a long time ago, but at least it needs to be documented. I also object to the multiple closed meetings. There was no reason that tonight's meeting on the changes to the contract on the purchase of the Village Hall needed to be closed. All negotiations were done. He's asking for whatever changes he needs, and the public should know. It's a public property, and the public should know what's going on with that. The village is giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to the developer before putting it into a trust account before closing, which is unusual, and I'd like to at least see how the cash flow is going on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Action item, anyone else like to speak tonight? Okay. Action item. Al, you don't want to talk? Well, thanks for being here anyway. Action item number 5. Action regarding village president's salary from back from October 24th of last year, October 23rd, and December 19th. We talked about this last time, and Trustee Harris brought up the idea of increasing the salary of the village president. And before us, Debbie has collected the salaries of the other municipalities in our general area: Alloy, Ashwaubenon, Bellevue, Denmark, Hobart, Howard, Pulaski, Suamico, Wrightstown, Napier, and Green Bay. And so we're here to talk about it again to see. We should have a motion before we discuss anything. Or does anyone want to, do you want to discuss it first?
I think I'd want to discuss before putting forth a motion, because
okay,
that would
good
guide where we'd want to go.
Okay.
Like you said, the original idea was see about increasing the president's salary as we started discussing at the last meeting the idea of potentially decreasing the other six trustees' salary to offset the increase. That was a last-minute idea just brought up for discussion, which Debbie pointed out, saying we had the idea earlier. She would have let us know that that sort of thing has to take place prior to nomination papers for a position being distributed, for lack of better words. So what we, if we were to do this, it would, in terms of lowering trustees' salaries, it would not take effect until the trustees that are elected in 2020. That would be the first series of trustee salaries to be decreased. So if we're looking to offset them, it wouldn't happen immediately. So I don't know if we would want to make that sort of adjustment, looking out in a sense 2+ years, or if we just look at the original idea of increasing the president's salary X amount for the next president's term, because we do have time to do that, and then see about doing whatever with the trustees salary. So I don't, but Debbie did confirm, and that was what we left at the last meeting, that we can't do anything because nomination papers for the trust for the election in April had already been released. So that's where I think we need to talk for a minute to make sure of what we want to do, which will guide us for whatever motion we may or may not make.
And that's a good point. I gave thought to your recommendation or your idea. And personally, I don't think we should reduce the salaries of trustees. I think trustees are paid a fair wage for doing a lot of work. And if the board feels it to be a good idea to increase the salary of the village president, that's one thing. But I would treat them as separate issues. The amount of money that I'm guessing the board would increase the salary of the president isn't going to break the bank in Alloway. We'd find a way to pay for it, and it's not until the 2019 year anyway. You know, I think people deserve to earn a fair wage for the work they do, and I think the village board works hard on our committee assignments or on your committee assignments, and I think the wage is in line with other municipalities. So personally, I think we should just separate the two. That's my personal opinion. Any other thoughts?
And the current rate paid to trustees was effective April of 2001, correct? I think
it has been. I know it's been a long time.
That's what, yep. That's what we have in front of us.
Yeah.
And the village board president, was that roughly the same time? I don't have a date.
It was.
I
think it was. According to what's on here, it was at the same time.
Okay.
So yeah, the board hasn't given itself a raise in very long.
And that's not the original intent whatsoever.
Right.
It was looking at the difference of trustee as opposed to president and
mm-hmm.
built from there.
Yeah. Other thoughts?
Well, I think I would certainly support an increase for the position of board president, because I think it's fair to say that the person in that position spends an inordinate amount of time here at the Village Hall, as well as personal time and at events and around the village and all those other things. So I think it's fair to say, if you look at some of these, and of course there's always some outliers, but I think an increase for the board president is certainly in order. And again, it's been that same rate for a long time. No one's ever going to get rich doing this, but at least there's a little, I think we could do a little bit better compensation for the time and energy spent in that position. There's a lot of prep time. I mean, to run the board meetings, and I want to say just, because that's just an example, it takes a lot to, so you kind of know what's all going on. You can't just kind of fly in at 6:30 and say, okay, let's get this thing going, you know. So I would certainly support an increase for that position.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you want to go about doing this?
Then I would, the number we had been, you know, when I started looking at if with the possibility of raising the president's salary and potentially lowering the trustee's salary, the number I had thrown out was increasing the president's salary to $10,000. That would, it's a round number. Mm-hmm. There is no rhyme nor reason for that particular number. It was just a round number. It was a note, probably, I don't have my notes in front. I'm trying to double check if I remember, if I figured out what percentage it was.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was a 24% increase, okay? But it's a round number. So that, that'd be where I'd be headed, is if we were talking about just doing that, keep that same figure, still provides probably about a close to a 50% gap between trustee and president, which is, again, the original intent. So I would make a motion, if you're accepting a motion.
I am accepting a motion.
I would make a motion that we look at effective with the 2019 term of Village of Alway president, increasing the annual salary from its current amount of $8,364 to $10,000.
Okay, we have a motion. And Trustee Green?
Second.
Second by Trustee Green. Any further discussion?
And we can bring back an ordinance at the next meeting.
We can bring back
for adoption. Okay.
So the process will be, it comes back as a...
It'll come back as an ordinance at the next meeting.
Perfect.
So it'll actually be approved at the next meeting.
And then isn't effective until the next
2019.
Election happens.
Correct.
2019.
Correct. Yep. Okay. There's a request from the floor to suspend the rules. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay, do I have a second?
Oh, second.
Oh, okay. Did you motion? I'm sorry. Motion, second by Trustee Green. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I don't oppose a wage raise to the president. I think that it is important to look at it historically. Compensation both to the board and to the president has been on a stipend basis, which means that you're paid a lot less than really what the value of your services versus a living wage. I think that it's important that the president take responsibility for budgeting time better, for cutting down on the excessive number of closed meetings, and possibly looking at it that village board membership on the board shouldn't demand more than about 10% of their of a working person's time. So that would be my suggestion, is that I looked at the wages down in the Madison area, and 50% above a trustee stipend is not unreasonable. It's 50 to two times the amount. So the amount that you're raising is not unreasonable. But it was a stipend, and I think that we have board members that are doing a lot of work, and that the village president shouldn't be taking on so much responsibility as to diminish the value of the board work that's going on. They should be given more responsibility, and that's where our future leader should come from. So the president shouldn't be working so hard. He should be taking the advice of the planning commission, of the different committees that are out there, and he shouldn't be trying to run the village by himself. Thanks.
Do I have a motion to pick up the rules?
So move.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Green. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. We have a motion to increase the village president's salary to $10,000 in a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 6. Action regarding the resolution 2018-01, Community Development Investment CDI grant through WEDC. Mr. Fuller.
All right, this is another grant we're applying for the site at 1649 South Webster. The primary scope of this grant comes from WEDC as well, but it focuses on urban redevelopment and new construction. So this, the funding of this money would go towards new construction at that site.
Very good.
Any odds? is it a popular, the chance of getting that grant? Are they good, bad, indifferent? Don't know who else is applying, all that?
It is a pretty sought-after grant. However, WDC did encourage us to apply in without saying and giving any definition. It seemed like it was favorable for us.
Okay, good.
So I have a motion on this item. Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
So I have a second. Trustee Harris. Any discussion? I'd just like to thank staff for continuing to work so hard to try and find ways to help pay for things. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 7, action regarding the request from Langlade PTO to park on the north side of Broadview and on the east and west Penwood Circle during their Party Gras fundraiser from 4 till 8 p.m. on February 22nd. And we have a letter from Mr. Garthwaite, and it's something that they run every year, right, Brad? We've never had any issues, to the best of your knowledge, Jason? Okay, so I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move
Trustee Green.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
I do have one thing, though. If we have a snow emergency that day, we'll communicate that to them. I'm just thinking, we've had an extremely cold winter, and if we have that much snow, what's our ability, if we have snow that day, to then backpedal this, especially prefer Broadview? As people are coming down that, and just my thoughts, because if we narrow that street up, that's my only concern.
That's a good point. I'll share that with them.
Okay.
That in the event there is a snow emergency, that it's on the table.
Okay. I mean, I see keeping Penwood Circle, but not. I just broad use. There's too much at that intersection sometimes.
I think it's great to communicate that to them as well, but I'm also guessing that if there were a snow emergency, that they'd be canceling the event. So, but definitely communicate with them.
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 8, action regarding authorization to advertise and fill the Director of Public Works position due to the upcoming retirement. Mr. Lang.
It's protocol for the board to approve applying or posting a position. So I'm bringing last meeting, you approved the job description. So I've got the job announcement put together, ready to go. I'm looking at using all the media outreaches that do not cost anything. So it would be League of Municipalities, WCMA, or Facebook, LinkedIn, connect to LinkedIn, and there's many places that we can find that we're not paying the extra fee to put in the paper.
Okay, great. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action regarding Brown County Tax Collection Agreement, December 2018 to February 2019. So this is not for this year, but for next year. And we are being asked to sign an agreement that says we will either accept Brown County's help to collect both the real property taxes and personal property taxes on behalf of our municipality. Last year, the previous agreement said either or one or the other, or you could choose which one. But right now, they're saying, if you want us to do it, we're going to do it for both. We still give them reimbursement for postage and the costs associated with that, but otherwise they take care of doing all of that. And do I have a motion on this item?
I would move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
Quick question. Do we know why we're continuing to do these in one-year increments? I think historically prior to the last year, I think it was at least 3-year terms. Do we know why it's on a year-by-year basis? Or do we approach them about doing a multiple years just to ease the paperwork?
I can ask.
If you recall, they wanted to change it back, and so this may be a way of just incrementally doing it until they really figure out what to do.
Yeah, possible.
But it's a good question. Okay, any further discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We'll take items 10A through D as one, unless someone doesn't want us to, for the consent agenda. I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Harris.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, discussion regarding safe routes to school projects. Mr. Burns.
Two items that I want to cover with you very briefly, because these are potentially action items for your next board meeting, so this gives you a little bit of heads up to think about. Next week on Public Works Committee agenda, we will be discussing these two items, and then hopefully the committee will recommend to the board for action on the 16th. First being, this Thursday we open bids on the Webster School Safe Route to School project. So we'll be taking that to Public Works for evaluation and recommendation to the board, and then we'll come to the board on the 16th. We need to, assuming that the project cost is what we think it will be, and the committee recommends it to the board, we do need to execute the contract on the 16th and then return the executed contracts to the DOT by the 24th or 25th, something like that. And then that would initiate the final phase of the project, which is construction. The second item is also safe routes to school. There is a solicitation by the state through the local transportation planning organization for transportation alternative projects, and staff, Trevor, Chris, Brad, and myself, looked at different options and kind of settled on a second safe route to school project at Doty School. It appears to fit the criteria. The cost seems to fit what would make sense in terms of the evaluation of projects and potential funding. We have a meeting tomorrow with the DOT to review the draft application. We'll take that to the Public Works Committee, review that there, and then the committee can make a recommendation to the board if they feel that it's a good project to proceed with, and then it would come to the board for approval. So that's the second item. With receiving bids on the first project and with the DOT review, we should have a pretty good handle on the feasibility of the project and the cost and the likelihood of success. So this just gives you those two items to know that they're coming up for the next board meeting, and we'll be looking for the path forward.
And the Doty project was, our potential Doty project was not in the original Safe Routes?
It's in the plan, the village-wide plan. But we looked at that as the next highest priority project because of the number of kids that potentially walk to school. Okay. And it has a significant area where sidewalk could be provided. And it's not a situation where we're looking at a reconstruction project anytime in the near future. So we wouldn't be looking at sidewalk in that area. So it's kind of a nice fit all the way around. Makes sense. Is it likely that we will get funded? I don't know. It's hard to say. It's an evaluation of multiple different projects by different communities. Personally, I think it has a pretty reasonable chance of success, but we'll just have to see.
Okay. Thanks.
For the first project, Craig, when would construction start? Would that be spring?
That would be this spring. In the way the contract is structured, the work adjacent to the school would be June, July, August. Work in other areas can begin sooner.
Okay.
So, but it's really only about probably 6 weeks of overall construction.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much for that update. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Craig? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 12, future agenda items. Anything, Trustee Harris?
I think just an update on the RFP for the potential demolition of that property on Webster.
That is a... That will be an agenda item, yes. Bids are due the 12th.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 13. Do I have a move to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Folks.